Google is also in the headlines for a story that hits much closer to home. The internet search company will install super high-speed fiber optic internet cables in at least one U.S. city. The test project is called Google Fiber, and it'll offer internet speeds up to 100 times faster than what most people have today. But Google says it can only bring the service to about 500,000 homes, and that has set off feverish campaigning to win the project. Dustin Dwyer of Michigan Radio reports from Grand Rapids.
Topeka started it all. The official application process to be considered for Google Fiber is all online. But leaders of Kansas's capital city decided they needed an edge to get Google's attention, so they temporarily and unofficially changed the city's name. Instead of Topeka, it's now Google, Kansas. The folks in Duluth, Minnesota were quick to respond with this mock press conference posted on YouTube.
My fellow Duluthians, please remember that just because Topeka was the first to make an obnoxious symbolic gesture to suck up to the good folks there at Google doesn't mean that we can't suck up even more.
As if to prove the point, Duluth Mayor Don Ness took a February dip in the icy waters of Lake Superior just to get Google's attention. In response, the mayor of Sarasota, Florida, went for a swim in a shark tank. Sarasota also recruited L.A. singer-songwriter Lindsay Ray to do a jingle.
There's no limit to all the things that I can do now that I found you. Thank you, Google Fiber.
Meanwhile, the folks in Grand Rapids, Michigan took a different tack, hoping sheer numbers would impress Google. On Friday, volunteers organized a downtown rally for Google Fiber. Hundreds of people came dressed in the bright colors of Google's logo. They unfurled a half-mile-long string of balloons to represent the fiber optic lines, and they made a lot of noise.
My Grand Rapids is! My Grand Rapids is!
Through all of these stunts, and trust me, there are dozens more, people at Google have been paying attention. But that doesn't mean the city with the best stunt wins. Minnie Ingersoll is Google's product manager.
We're excited about the grassroots enthusiasm, but we're going to be evaluating all the applications based on their merit.
Google has been a little vague about exactly what does have merit in this competition, but Ingersoll points to a couple criteria. One, Google wants to be able to install its fiber lines quickly, so infrastructure is important. And two, Google is looking for a place that can actually use ridiculously fast internet, and not just for lightning-quick downloads or the latest episode of Lost. Google isn't inventing any new technology. Fiber optic internet is already a staple in many developed countries, but it's been underutilized here, partly because it's expensive, and partly because traditional providers are skeptical that people need the speed. A faster connection could help Google. More speed allows quicker searches and more ads, after all. And Google might be able to introduce new applications with a faster internet. So its goal is to shake up the market. Analyst Vince Vittori of the Yankee Group says he's not sure that'll happen.
I think it's just going to be an experiment to see what do people do when they get a whole lot of bandwidth into their house.
And Vittori says it'll be a small experiment at that, reaching no more than 500,000 people.
And so you have all these cities trying to compete to be that one single lucky winner. And the fact is, you're going to have a lot of disappointed cities.
But for now, people in hundreds of cities think it's worth the risk. And the reward could be more than just blazing fast internet. Being picked by Google brings automatic Silicon Valley street cred, which could lead to even more investment from other tech companies. For NPR News, I'm Dustin Dwyer in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
This is NPR.